Central Victoria, it is the wake-up call. Thanks to Aviva Communities Bendigo for over 55's retirement lifestyle living. It's Daniel this morning, keeping you company. Let's talk all things policing, and Senior Sergeant Brian Hansen from Bendigo Police joins us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time this morning. Bendigo White Knight is in the news, no doubt planning for what is hopefully a big event.
Yes, we are hoping that. I'm sure a lot of the locals are hoping that too. Probably depend on how we, if we continue to get some easing of restrictions from our COVID lockdown. But we're certainly well underway with our planning from a police perspective. And we're beginning to meet with some of them, our major, the organisers and the major stakeholders within the community as well. So it's just exactly how big it's going to be is going to be anyone's guessing game, I guess, depending on how we're impacted by COVID. But we're looking at early October, October the 2nd. We're planning as though the event is going to go ahead. And, naturally, we're lining up a lot of police resources to come and assist the local community.
Yeah, I guess in a nutshell, I don't know much about your planning, but I could obviously think if that person is causing a bit of trouble, you will arrest them. I guess that might be a bit of a planning as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There'll be a lot of public messaging going out prior to the event as well, just to promote. It's a family event, so so let's keep it a family environment. And generally, when we do that, I know last time we did something similar, we had no issues at all. It was fantastic. So. But we'll be doing the same thing again. But naturally, we'll have a big presence there. And if we identify someone that's putting a dampener on the atmosphere for others, then we'll take action.
And Senior Sergeant, talk about an incident that happened last week here, seeking assistance in relation to an alleged assault at Williamson Street and Hargrave Street.
Yeah, that's right. It was on late last week. There was a number of incidents within the CBD that it would appear would be related, a bit of a running dispute in the streets between a couple of people. And this particular incident, Williamson Street, we're appealing for a witness that may have intervened and prevented the matter from escalating any further. So we're asking for that witness to come forward to try and help us give us an idea of what exactly happened and help us identify the people involved.
And just finally, Senior Sergeant, every child's favourite word, probably Friday afternoon. School holidays, but a timely reminder, of course, a lot of people might be thinking about going away. No doubt a police operation will be going ahead, but just take it easy. I guess the usual things, don't go on your mobile phone. You don't need to check it every town that you need to and take the happy step and put it up on Facebook. But I'm sure you want to talk about some other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly the environment we've just come out of with a lot of heavy restrictions and a lockdown. It's quite reasonable to assume there's going to be heavy traffic volumes on the road. People are wanting to get away and have a break from the restrictions they faced recently. So, people just really need to take their time in getting places, plan their drive, make sure that they're well rested, make sure that their vehicle is certainly in a roadworthy condition. You're not going to put yourself or others on the road in danger, and just take your time to get there. Make sure you do get there and you're able to get back as well. Then everybody can enjoy themselves, and it's a benefit for everyone. We all need that break from time to time.
That is very true, and of course those school holidays, as I say, start on Friday. Senior Sergeant Brian Hansen, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, not a problem at all, Daniel.